This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some of this nation's most prestigious universities are wrestling with tension on campus stemming from Israel's war with Hamas. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Tensions are heating up between Jewish students and pro-Palestinian sympathizers on college campuses. Outside Columbia University in Manhattan, officials in New York City and across the country are urging calm.
Talk to each other, understand different points of view, because that's what college students should be doing.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul outside Columbia University, where in-person learning was canceled for the day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes this morning in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is covering the trial.
The National Enquirer's former publisher, David Pecker, is expected to return to the witness stand in Donald Trump's historic hush money trial as testimony continues in the first ever criminal trial against a former U.S. president. Pecker was the first and only witness yesterday following opening statements. Prosecutors say he worked with Trump and Trump's then lawyer, Michael Cohen, on a catch and kill strategy to buy up and then spike negative stories during the 2016 campaign. Trump pled not guilty to falsifying business records to cover up salacious sex stories about him during the 2016 campaign. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate's getting ready to vote on a bill that would provide billions in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. If the Senate approves it, it goes to President Biden for his signature. Aid groups call it social cleansing. French police evicted migrants from a makeshift camp in Paris this morning. Here at home, gas prices keep going up. Gas is about $3.67 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's up about 3 cents in a week. This is AP News. It won't be long till we feel that summer heat.
Summer's coming, and the government's unveiled a new color-coded system to warn Americans about heat danger. Magenta is the deadliest category, a step above red, which is also pretty bad. The difference is red's a threat to people without adequate cooling and hydration, while magenta describes weather so hot that it threatens everyone. The five-color system from the National Weather Service and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is based on heat, duration, and health factors. Magenta hitting everybody with rare and or long-duration extreme heat with little to no overnight relief. Below red, days falling within the top 5% hottest, is orange, moderate risk, mostly hurting people sensitive to heat. Yellow, minor risk, mostly to the very young, old, sick, and pregnant. And pale green, little to no risk. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.